live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We do have a special guest joining us here tonight. Ademo is with us from coplock.org.
Appreciate you guys having me. It's always fun to be here.
Are you the founder of coplock.org?
I did start coplock.org, but yet it's a decentralized organization, which everyone can use. You can email us at coplock.org or check out coplock.org/contributors, which you can then contact one of the 11 other bloggers that are there now.
Excellent.
We have a great team. It's a great system that we have going on there, totally decentralized. We kind of work with one another, feed off each other, and you know, like to publish stories that others send us. So if you got a police encounter of some sort, positive, negative, or whatever the view is, send it over to coplock.org@gmail.com.
Yeah, and a lot of great original content as well coming out of coplock.org.
Absolutely. I mean, I like to do video and things like that, and we got a few great writers over there, Brett, Jen, Paula, and, you know, Pete Ayer especially, and just a great crew. So it's really great to see the mix, the guys doing the podcast that airs here on LRNFN.com and the Free Talk Live commercial. So I really appreciate those guys helping out and everybody. You know, it really makes a well-rounded website.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Their news segments are great. And it's LRN.fm. There's
oh, no dot
com involved there, right. But that's all right. So let's recap here briefly for our listeners that may be just tuning in around the country. You just got out of jail this afternoon.
Yes, I was released around 2.
After being there for 16 days of a 60-day sentence on a contempt of court charge for speaking your mind in the midst of a court hearing toward the court, toward the man in the robe specifically, they didn't like that very much. They tossed you in a jail cell, even though you made an apology that very same moment, pretty much in that same moment. They wanted to teach you a lesson.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I couldn't help that it was personal, not only to myself, like that my words that were commented at Edward Burke, that he then retaliated with his powers, abuse of his powers, and sentenced me to 60 days, but also the fact that I am a free stater, as they called here, even though I believe we're all individuals, and the free stater is a label coming from the Free State Project, and it's just why most of us have moved here.
Meaning you pledged to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get active for the ideas of liberty,
right.
And there are different ways to go about doing that, and one of the ways you've chosen is by standing up for what you believe to be right and putting your own personal self at some level of risk.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm fine with standing up to the authority. You know, I don't believe people have the right to control others by means of force.
But not everybody is in that position. Not everybody has the luxury of having the time. You know, you're somebody who you don't work for anybody. You're self-employed. You're an entrepreneur. So you don't have somebody that's cracking the whip as far as you need to be here Monday morning at 8 a.m. to clock in.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
You've got a more flexible schedule than a lot of people do. So you can take a little bit more extra risk as a result of that. Also, Dave Ridley joining us in here. Mark has voluntarily given up his seat for the remainder of the evening, and so Dave Ridley is also here from RidleyReport.com. Welcome, Dave.
Hey, guys. Thanks.
Make sure you talk right into the center of that that microphone there. So, anyway, my point being that not everybody can be in the same role as you. There are a lot of support roles that are out there as well. And roles that are completely different. Obviously, there's lots of people doing political stuff here, and that's entirely separate. Although there may be some political solutions to some of the out-of-control judges that we're seeing up here in New Hampshire, and maybe we'll see some of those come to fruition. But I wanted to really point out, and I touched on this in the very end of the last hour, that, yes, you and Pete Ayer, your business partner from LibertyOnTour.com, are doing awesome work, and you're bringing the ideas of liberty out there to a lot of people, and that's really cool. And you're bringing the idea of moving to New Hampshire to a lot of people, and that's really cool. And you're standing up for your rights, which is awesome. But there's some people out there in support roles that don't get the same kind of publicity. They don't get the same kind of they don't get the same appreciation, I guess, for what they did. And without them, you would still be sitting in that cage right now. I think that's one of the most relevant points to make here tonight. You got out after 16 days because people on the outside did what it took to make that happen.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I got the easy role. I mean, or at least what I feel. I got lots of letters in jails, like we mentioned earlier, but
and that
of them,
makes a huge difference.
Oh, that's great to have support. I mean, and you know, sometimes you feel bad when you go up to get mail at 3 o'clock, and the jailer says, "Oh, you have double the mail of everybody in here," and you know, I have 45 other inmates with me, and combined, mind you, double.
Meaning your mail was more than all of the other 45.
All the 44 inmates combined doubled.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that makes you feel good, but, you know, so I had the easy job, and a lot of those letters would say, I'm inspired, or you're so brave, or you have such courage, and really it's not. I mean, I work for myself, like you mentioned. Pete and I like to brag about how thrifty we are, so, you know, there's not a lot of expense in our lives, so, you know, I didn't have a house payment and three kids to take care of while I was in jail for those 16 days, so it's much easier. So, yes, people mm-hmm. playing whatever role they choose. This is, I don't mind this role. I don't mind being more in your face and up front with the video camera, the job that often leads you to cage, because, man, the people out there are awesome. The guys who rally to write letters, make a phone call, send a few bucks into my commissary, anything they could do, you know, all combined together, you know, that was the inspiring part for me. You know, it's not what I did, but it's what everyone else does.
There was one point at which a bunch of the local activists here, because there are people that are helping here in the Keene area, there are people across New Hampshire, and people around the world, people around the country that are also helping out. As you mentioned, sending letters. You don't have to be in New Hampshire to send a letter to somebody. Making phone calls to the bureaucracies to encourage them to do the right thing. You don't have to be in New Hampshire to do that. You can send money from elsewhere as well. You can go to
changing your profile picture, you know, just to a free demo with the link on there, sharing the stories. I mean, the video of Pete getting arrested has tens of thousands of views. I think
really?
It was in 15 to 20,000, somewhere in there, youtube.com/thecoplock, and is where you can see that. Mm-hmm. But that's the importance. The highlight that a person could be arrested for wearing a hat. Not only was he arrested, but assaulted and dragged from a room for wearing a hat, a peaceful action, you know, and you know, highlighting the violence that the government's willing to use.
So folks got together to kind of have this brainstorming session, because everybody hates to deal with this courtroom stuff. I mean, it's just awful. It's the really icky side, negative side, the alternate bad evil side of doing things like civil disobedience. Is, you know, it's fun,
right?
To
especially
get out there
for a person like myself who doesn't want to use the system or chooses to use the system as least as possible. Begging a master is like the it's just
right.
The worst thing for me.
But in order to even get you the opportunity to beg or to, you know, to subvert yourself essentially in front of the man in the robe, which is what I had to do 3 years ago, or 4 years almost now, for 3 years ago when I was in a similar situation looking at contempt from the same judge. In order to do that, somebody had to, on the outside, go in and put in what they call a power of attorney.
Yeah.
They had to essentially say, I'm going to represent this person. It wasn't a lawyer. It was just another one of the activists who decided to pick up this responsibility. It was actually JJ, our Thursday night co-host.
Absolutely.
And he went in there and he filed this paperwork, and it was this morning that they accepted his paperwork.
Yeah, he had several visits before that to come out to me to hash it out, sign some things, my statement and stuff like that.
So he was able to file some sort of a motion to reconsider the sentence, and as a result of that, got you in front of the judge to give you the opportunity to say essentially you were sorry for, you know, being a bad boy in court, and that's what got you out.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, all I probably really had to do was walk in there and say, I am sorry for what I did, I won't do that again, and that would have gotten me out. But, you know, I don't really want to, you know, like, get on your knees and beg, so I try to word it. You know, I realize there might have been a better and more appropriate time to vent my frustrations, and then I tried to highlight, you know, the intention of what jails are built for. You know, if we're building jails to house people that mouth off to others, I mean, we're going to have to build a lot of jails, if that's what Judge Burke is saying. So he stated it was a political statement, and it kind of ended weird, or something I hadn't seen normally in court, and the corrections officers that were watching me, I mean, Burke said, lecture me about the Constitution a little bit, or the constitutional rights of a defendant, and then said, I'll take it into consideration, and left. I mean, he didn't even wait for the all rise, and he was gone, and the corrections officers looked at me like, is it over? I was like, well, I don't know. Screen went black, and I guess it was over. And
it's over.
4 hours later, a guard comes to my door and says, if you can find a ride home, you can leave. And I thought they were messing with me because they lie to you a lot while you're in there.
Yep.
So, but it was truthful.
Something you said, Adam, before that I would kind of contest is that you were indicating that you think being inside is the easy part, which I think in your case may not have been true because, and I want to draw more attention to this, you say you're subjected to cold, and that's a form of torture.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are torture. I'm saying that it's a lot of work to free somebody from a cage, so actually sitting in the cage might be the easiest part. It took hundreds of people's efforts and awareness to get me out. I'm one person to a cage, and yes, there are some hectic tactics that we can get into. But
it is important that you brought that up, though. Maybe we can focus a little more on that. But also, I want to take your calls, your thoughts. You've got a question for Ademo. He's with us from topblock.org. More coming up. You can take control, 800-259-9231.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other Europac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features are completely free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Damo.
And Dave Ridley's here, too, joining us from ridleyreport.com. And Mark sitting quietly in the background has graciously given up his seat to Dave. So, Dave, good to have you here. Of course, a demo fresh out of jail. We're talking about some of your experiences. Obviously, there's a lot to cover. And, of course, if you've got a question for a demo, he is here for the remainder of the hour. You're welcome to get it in at 1-800-259-9231. But you mentioned earlier in the show, and I'm not sure when it was, but earlier on, that you're getting kind of settled up here in New Hampshire a little more than ever in the past.
Exactly.
And that's because of the Free State Project. And the Free State Project is a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people that are all focusing on one location. They're moving. They're taking their activism from wherever they were, or maybe they weren't even activists wherever they are or were, and they're moving to New Hampshire, and they're getting active, or they're getting more active than they've ever been, because they're around others, hundreds, and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, and that's a very inspirational thing. It results in brainstorming. It results in ideas that previously in the liberty movement had been impossible, things like mass civil disobedience, actually winning political elections, and a variety of other things.
The support group. I mean, the support group.
Yeah.
You know, having people show up at a trial to support you. You know, I've had court cases in Wisconsin. You're the only one there. You sound like you're the nut of the courtroom. But here you have people supporting you. You know, it's not a joke, and people take you quite seriously. So
yeah, these people are amazing, and not only will they come out to support their friends, their fellow liberty lovers, but they'll also come out on short notice. I mean, you can have somebody get arrested one day, have an arraignment the next morning, and have half a dozen to a dozen people show up right out, you know, right off the bat, no problem, short notice with a few hours, and they're there on a work day. I mean, it's an incredibly dedicated group of folks. And it's only the very beginning stages. I think it's so important to emphasize this. The Free State Project hasn't even met its goal of reaching 20,000 participants. The original concept was that 20,000 people would sign up, and then there'd be a five-year window in which the 20,000 would move to New Hampshire. Well, reality set in, and a lot of people decided they were going to move sooner rather than later, like me and you, Dave, and now you, Dana,
and
as
myself.
Well.
I said 2012, here early.
Yeah, that you know, we wanted to get here and get to work and get our boots on the ground and get out and get active as soon as possible. And for me, I'm so glad I did. I'm glad I'm not still in Florida. Man, there was nothing happening down there. I mean, very little, and whatever was happening was pretty much what I started. Up here, there are hundreds of people that have already made the move, and as I say, it's in the very beginning. There are more coming and more move here every single year. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it, and also learn about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is coming up this summertime. It's somewhere, I think you've been to two of them now?
Two of them now, yeah. This will be my third.
So this will be your third. I've been to, I don't know, four or five. Dave, you've probably been to more than me.
I think about four, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a blast. It's happening June 20th through the 26th, and it's going to be the people I just told you about all coming together, and people from around the country who aren't living here. Hundreds of them, over 800 in the last year alone, probably going to be more like 1,000 this year, are going to be at the same campground, Rogers Campground, in the scenic White Mountains of New Hampshire. And it will include all kinds of different things to do, obviously socializing, getting to know some of your future neighbors, but also everything from live performances to family fun to agorism in action. Go to porkfest.com, that's porcfest.com, to learn more and to get registered and use our discount code, which is FreeTalkLive, it's all run together as one word, FreeTalkLive, to save 20%. So we're going to go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything you want. Let's talk to Nick in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ademo and Dave Ridley and Ian.
Hello.
Hey, Nick. What's on your mind tonight?
Before I get to my topic, I want to respectfully disagree with Ishtar by saying that I found this week's Ridley report to be very good because it was good criticism. And more importantly, it shows how much better we are than politicians, because in politics you can't criticize someone from your own side openly without getting the verbal crap beaten out of you behind the scenes for it.
That's a good point. Earlier we had somebody critiquing a recent Ridley report, and this is, of course, what I constantly encounter, Dave, is that whatever you do, somebody's going to not like it, and somebody's going to love it, and you really just have to do what pleases you the most, what you think is the best product.
Back during the Ron Paul campaign, I had a guy criticize me. He said, "You should not buy that Wookiee costume. Do not carry a Ron Paul Rebel Alliance sign." And while he was criticizing me, he was wearing an American flag tie.
So what else, Nick? What else is on your mind tonight?
Yes, what I'm calling to talk about tonight is how Ademo's activism has impacted my own efforts to spread the message of liberty. I'd like to thank you, Ademo, for helping me make the essential case for liberty to people, because I was able to use your situation as a lead-in to what has proved to be a very persuasive case in favor of voluntarism. Are you familiar with the persuasive compositional technique called ANSVA?
I am not, no.
No, it stands for Attention, Need, Satisfaction, Visualization, Action. And your jail sentence is the lead-in that I use to get people's attention. The pitch starts with, hey, there's this guy in New Hampshire who had a verbal outburst in court. What do you think should happen to him? Almost universally, the response that I get is that the most that should happen to him is that he should be escorted outside. Same as when anybody has an outburst anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. When I reveal that he was sentenced to 60 days in jail, they think it's outrageous. So that gets their attention. So then I say, well, if you or I were to put someone in a cage for cussing us out on our property, that would be called kidnapping, right? Well, if it's wrong for us, it should be wrong for the government. And if I want to take it a step further, then I relate it to taxes. I say, if you or I throw someone in a cage for not paying a debt they supposedly owe, that's called kidnapping. That means the taxes are collected under the threat of kidnapping. If you or I were to do that, that would be called theft or extortion. And then the final part of the pitch is now, and this is where you get to the action segment, is now if we want to reform the government so that it can no longer get away with this, then obviously we have to stop condoning these actions. And if we were to do that, we'd be treating it just like any other business. Now, wouldn't we? And that's when the kind of, I've used that only once so far, but and I got somebody who was initially resistant to the ideas of anarcho-capitalism to admit that, if we believe that everybody has equal rights, then the government is just another business.
Well, exactly, yeah. I mean, one of the books that was sent to me was from a fellow named Larkin Rose, and it's the Most Dangerous Superstition, and it's talking about the government and its thing of authority, and that, you know, its basic premise is that if you were to believe in authority and that you believe all people are equal, then who has this authority? How can this authority or this government entity that is actually made up of people and people should have the equal or same rights as one another, then who has this right to make rules of the others? And, you know, it really smashes the idea and highlights how brainwashed people have become.
I do encounter some people who believe it.
Exactly, and that's what it is. So, I mean, I appreciate your words. I did a similar thing to all the jailers in there, so maybe this is a good comparison for us some other time. But every jailer was the exact opposite reaction that you've had from the outside. You know, I would say these things, only they know why I'm there, so I didn't have the element of surprise where you did to say, hey, this man in New Hampshire was arrested, da-da-da-da. I had to start out right away with, you know, Burke is the only, he has the only job in the world that can do this to a person. You know, if it was somebody else, that, you know, Burke purports to work for the people. If there's anyone else I hired to work for me, and I said the exact same thing to them, the worst, you know, that they could do to me is maybe leave the job that I had hired them for, and we'd have a dispute on payment. You know, I mean, I would never be thrown in a cage for 60 days, ever, in any other scenario.
Yeah.
Nick, thanks for sharing your approach. It's very interesting, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Plenty of time for your thoughts or questions. Maybe you've got something you would like to share or find out regarding Ademo and his caging for 16 days because he spoke out in court. 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's not the free state yet. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LESIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian.
Ademo.
Dave Ridley's also here. He's not used to this though. He's a video guy. So actually, you've broken out of the video realm, Dave, and you've started doing your own podcast. And people can go to what is it? RidleyReport.podomatic.com.
RidleyReport.podomatic.com.
And you can get the podcast there. You can also go to RidleyReport.com to get more of Dave Ridley and his videos, which you've got hundreds now. I mean,
almost 2,000.
Wow. When did you start doing the Ridley Report?
07.
That's a lot of production. Mm-hmm. 7. Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So anyway, Dave Ridley is great because he is like the guy on the scene in a lot of activism cases here in New Hampshire. Or even if you're not there, Dave, you'll grab video from people that were there and you'll put that out as part of your analysis of what happened.
It also makes really effective file video for later when maybe there's a Free Talk Live episode that I want to talk about or illustrate or something like that. And you're talking about something that happened 2 years ago. It gives me an excuse to bring that back up. Because a part of the weapon that we have against the government is to use history against them. We're creating our own history to a certain extent.
Yeah. And well, actually, Damo, you were talking about this recently and all of the things that these government aggressors have done just in the few years that liberty activists have been here because of the Free State Project. There's this long line of tyrannical actions that have been taken, and I think there deserves to be some sort of a retrospective.
And it's just not like the old form of text, courtroom, typer or whatever.
Yeah.
This is video. It's not even like our side or their side. I mean, that's common a time with history is he who controls the power controls the history. This is transparent. This is what happened. You can't, you know, that's what I love about video,
well,
is that it doesn't lie.
Let's give New Hampshire credit where credit is due. I mean, because it's easy for us to sit here and say, oh, it's tyranny, and, you know, it certainly is terrible what they did to you, Demo. However, it is nice that we can get into these courtrooms with video cameras and have very little issue about doing that. Whereas in other states, we'll talk to people who will call us up with some sort of an amazing story of what happened to them in court, and I'll ask them, what, did you get video?
Right.
Oh, man, they won't let video cameras in there. Now, maybe that's not true. Maybe they're just so afraid they don't even want to try, or who knows what the reasoning is for that. But, you know, in the supposedly free country with public trials and the freedom of the press, it seems like a no-brainer that cameras should be allowed into courtrooms, even if you're not, you know, WXYZ, the television station, to come in and record something. And we don't have that problem at all here in New Hampshire.
No, it's nice. We have some of it, you know, but it seems to have been defeated for now.
Yeah, it's more, I think in here, it's more on a bad day basis, meaning if said bailiff or a person of authority is having a bad day, then they really cracked on it. But in my experience, in my travels a couple times around the country, New Hampshire is the best place to film police officers. I mean, I've been arrested in Colorado, Mississippi,
right.
You know, Nevada, and harassed in others. For the mere act of filming a public official in public space. And here, you can be right up next to them. I mean, it is way better than
you think
else.
About that, and that is a huge factor as to, you know, the relative freedom here in New Hampshire as compared to other places.
Growing freedom.
Is the ability to have, or the ability to be able to go ahead and record these cops and record these trials to put what horrible things they are doing, because it's not perfect here. It's not the free state. There's a lot of work to be done. But to put the things they're doing out there for the public to consume, to say, look, this is what's happening. I mean, to some extent, people could look at that and say, well, this is awful. You guys are, I'm not moving to New Hampshire. But the reason why you should move here is because we've got a good starting point. This is the best place from which to start in order to achieve liberty in our lifetimes. And that's why I voted for New Hampshire when we had the vote, because it's by and far the freest place in America. No income tax, no sales tax. I mean, those are two big ones. But also, the availability to record the police is a huge check against their power.
Well, the thing about getting, you know, if you get video of tyranny and it scares some people off, maybe those are the people we want to scare off. You know, maybe it's good to have that filtering effect.
I think so.
And maybe
I think you're
want to, you know, emulate the civil rights movement where they used the abuses against them to draw the right people in.
Well, I like it today, like the example you and Pete were telling me about, Ian, today in court with the bailiff that started Pete Ayers, is who I'm talking about, at coplock.org/freepete, is where you can see the video of him being arrested for wearing a hat.
Mm-hmm.
But today he had an arraignment, and so he's trying to get that individual's names merely for his case, and, you know, it's knowledge. I mean, someone assaults you, you'd like to know who it is, and he wouldn't give it. And we have cameras there, and, you know, he's starting to realize that, maybe I'm going to be held accountable for these actions. Why do they want my name? You know, it's just questions that other people ask. And
who refused to give their name?
The court bailiff that initially assaulted Pete
when
he had an issue with the hat. But now think about this. If you hadn't been there with your camera to record Pete getting arrested, and Steve, another one of the activists, hadn't been there with his camera, who got much better close-up footage of the one of the cops just putting his knee on top of Pete's head.
Yes.
Very persuasive footage. Had neither of you been able to bring cameras into that courtroom, there would be nothing. There would be, maybe you'd have you'd be able to get the state's footage, but usually in those cases, the state's footage mysteriously disappears. And so then you've got the word of the activists versus the word of the cops. And in most people's minds, it's the cops' word. And it's
a book.
Right. It's open and shut. And now you've got very persuasive video from two different angles that clearly shows that Pete Ayer was not in any way doing any harm, and he was not being aggressive towards the cops. But yet the one cop grabs him and literally just pulls him out of his chair and lets him fall to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, that's the highlight for me. I mean, out of all this stuff that went on and, you know, everything that everyone did was great, but, I mean, at the end of the day, everyone was really focused on how do we get me out, because, I mean, 3-4 days ago, it wasn't looking too good. I mean, it was looking like I was going to sit in jail for the full 60 days. Mind you, Burke wrote mandatory on my sentence, meaning most inmates in the Cheshire County Jail got out on good time, meaning they served 2/3 of their sentence. Somebody who threatened somebody else or physically harmed somebody else can get out on two-thirds of their time.
But you're stuck.
But I was stuck for a full 60 days. I mean, to show you how personal it was, even though he says it wasn't, it was that personal to him, or a retaliation for being a free stater. But the video, you know, it doesn't lie. You get these things out, and, you know, it's a great thing to have the good folks around here. So
not only from the video perspective, but some of the other perks of some of the things I've noticed since I've been here. It's obviously easy to put out a list of things that make New Hampshire great, but there are some things that I think are really important. So the ability to be able to do video and all that is excellent. And it's a good place, at least here in Cheshire County. I don't know about the other jails, but like I said earlier, this is the Club Med of jails. I mean, jails can be, you know, can range from pretty awful to eh. And this is one of the eh jails. Like, it's, you know, it could be a lot worse.
Well, I mean, if you're willing to get along, I mean, it obviously got much better after I lifted my hunger strike, after I answered their ridiculous and repetitive questions, you know, yeah. Like, are you a smoker? I made all new boxes for all these questions that were irrelevant, and I checked them, irrelevant. And they're like, why would you check this irrelevant? I said, is this a smoking facility? Are you going to bring me a pack of cigarettes or some narcotics in here that you deem illegal? Like, then what does it matter? Well, we don't want you to go through withdrawals. We'll give you something. I don't want anything from you. I shouldn't be here. If you'd kindly open the door or ask me why yeah. I'm here, I would go. You know, and they're like, well, we want to make it as best as possible for you. Well, that would be the best possible situation for me. Let me go, but... I mean, to them, I'm being difficult. So
it could
then
be
I go
worse.
Back and say,
you know, you could be in with guards that are absolute sadists. In this case, there may be some, but usually
I'm
the worst.
I'm trying to say that no matter what the yeah. circumstances are, when you shouldn't be in a jail, it's still a jail and it sucks. And
oh,
you
absolutely.
Don't get to go outside. I mean, like one person wrote me and I responded. They said, "What's jail like?" I said, "Go in your basement, shut all the windows, shut off the light, lock the door, stay in there for 60 days. Let me know what you think." You know, like, that's seriously what
it's
it is.
It's not quite that bad. Well, I mean, there's a microwave, there's hot water, there's flat-screen TVs.
But like me, I didn't have access to commissary. They can restrict the good things from you. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the microwave, the hot water thing did me no good. The TVs do me no good.
So you never got access to commissary the whole time you were there?
I would have got some tomorrow.
Really?
So it takes a week. Well, my first weekend, I was majority of that week, I was in segregation, 23-hour lockdown, mm-hmm. or suicide watch, 24-hour lockdown. And then when I got out, I had limited commissary, so I only ordered a few the necessities, paper, pencils.
Right.
And then after that, I had access that would have came tomorrow.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The jails here in New Hampshire is run by a guy who is a member of law enforcement against prohibition. So, again, it could be worse. It could be worse. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. That's all I'm saying is if you're going to do civil disobedience, better to do it here than, say, in a Massachusetts jail. We're coming up. Free Tough Line.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time maybe for your thoughts. If you want, you can take control of the airwaves. Your questions do not have to be related to Ademo, who is free from jail after being there for 16 days, serving a sentence of 60 originally for contempt of court for speaking out of turn, put in a cage over that. Absolutely ludicrous. If you want the background, you want the video footage, you saw for the first time today your own arrest on video. And you can get that over at copblock.org/freeademo. Would that be the quickest way?
I believe that's the best one, yep.
Copblock.org/freeademo. It's also available on the Free Keen YouTube channel at YouTube/FreeKeen. So, yeah, and it's good to have you out. If you've got a remaining question for him, 800-259-9231. And Dave Ridley's also joining us from RidleyReport.com.
Hey.
Jason Osborne, by the way, is a major supporter of this radio program, and he recently moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. He's a heck of an awesome dude, and he's got his fingers into all kinds of liberty outreach projects like Free Talk Live on behalf of or regarding SACL CAI, his company that helps you get collections done and do it with respect. You can learn more about SACL CAI by clicking their banner right at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. But thanks to Jason Osborne for getting behind the show. And you've had the chance to meet Jason.
Yeah, Jason's a great guy. He's helped me out on projects that Pete and I have done. And like you said, if we're talking about people playing their support and roles that Jason has chosen to be a sponsor, advertiser,
financial angel.
Yes, exactly. I mean, he is just it's great to have a guy like Jason around and a great person, all together.
So, Dave, go ahead.
I was wondering if I could go back to the topic we were discussing at the end.
By all means.
Right before the last break. We were talking a little bit about some of the things about the Keene jail. It's not quite as bad as other jails and so forth. I just want to reiterate all the serious concerns that I have as a former Keene resident about that jail. It was an act of aggression against New Hampshire taxpayers, $40 million. It is almost impossible to see what goes on in there in the sense that you can't even photograph into the jail property without going onto jail property. It's built like a fortress.
And it's already breaking down, by the way, after it not even being open for a full year. When Ademo was in there, there were five or six phones.
There were six phones, five were broken.
They call it the Big Pig.
Five out of the six were broken after less than a year. And the big news recently is that there was some sort of a malfunction with the water heating system.
Yeah, right? It's like thermal heated water pipes. So they pipe water through the building to heat it.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially the room that is the main, you know, contraption for this that, you know, brings in the water, heats it, then sends it, is built above the main electrical room. And that room with water had a leak, which then leaked through the floor into the electrical room, causing, you know, lots of problems for a jail that runs primarily with electronic locks and other things, you know.
Brilliant place to put put the water heater, right above your electronics bay.
And unfortunately, I've seen a letter to the editor in the King Sentinel saying that, well, the people who designed it should pay for this, you know, instead of taxpayers.
Yeah, that's
mad about it. Yeah, I know. But, you know, people should look at the plan. It just goes to show, I mean, to me, when I read that, it goes to show you that if that was somebody's home, they would have cared enough to be like, hey, this probably shouldn't be here. But since it wasn't an individual's money, which is another funny story I'll get to, they didn't. They just passed it up. This looks good. Stamp it. Approve it. My buddy's going to build this place. $40 million. Send it his way. While I was in there one time, I actually sat on the table and then put my feet where you normally sit.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think it was a big deal. And the guard's like, get off my table. And I said, well, this isn't your table. You didn't pay for this place. And he said, well, it's a super's table, the superintendent, he means.
Yeah.
And I said, no, it's not his place either. I said, if it was, he would have put the $40 million up for it. And he didn't. And he said, you guys stole it for money. So it's just as much my table as it is everybody else. I mean, it didn't get me very far.
No.
But, I mean, yeah, it was just an initial.
All right, into SEG you go.
It's unfortunate how they view it, though. I mean, they really view it as their property.
It's their system. It's their city. Get out of my city.
This my is house our... is a common thing you hear from the COs, the corrections officers, is this is my house. This is my house.
And as with any jail, there's a range of the COs. Some of them are, you know, mean and liars, and some of them are, you know, decent.
Oh, right. I mean, I don't know. Like, the thing that the Chester County Jail is good for is they like to are their jails voluntary for the most part. They, you know, when I didn't want to eat, it was my choice. And the point, they're right, but I mean, to everything. They do it on everything. Like, if you want to come out of your cell, it's your choice. If you want to take some of these programs, it's your choice. Like, they only give you A or B, you know what I mean? It's not like a total freedom of choice, but they think they remove themselves from responsibility because they give you A or B. It's do what I say or get the alternative, you know?
Just like the Republicans and Democrats.
Exactly, yeah, but only on everything from when you shampoo, wash yourself, go to the bathroom, eat. You know, you eat now or you don't eat at all. I don't care.
So, Ademo, I mean, we've been talking, obviously, kind of on and off in various different aspects of your recent imprisonment and being here in New Hampshire and the activism here and the ups and the downs. And just wondering, is there anything else that you wanted to focus on that maybe we've missed or we haven't talked about? Because obviously there's a lot you experienced.
I mean, we could go all day on how awesome the people were. I mean, I could start the list of, you know,
the activists,
George,
you mean? Yeah,
the support, you know.
What about
my
the people
family.
On the inside? What about them?
Oh, I mean, those people were, they were awesome. I mean,
the prisoners. Though.
Yes, exactly. Some of them, like, are just like the jailers, only the jailers, like, I had one jailer who was very wrong. He was rude to me, and then attacked me on my stance for believing taxation is theft, and then before I could finish that point, reminded me that he worked for the military, and is that theft? And I said, well, yeah. And then he said to me, I shouldn't talk to him like that ever again, and he protected my freedom. So anyways, I told another jailer about this, and he told me, well, I don't care. I'm going to side with him no matter what. With inmates, though, you don't have that. You know, though some of them disagree with me, like I said earlier, some who are sitting on drug charges still believe drugs should be illegal.
Mm.
And yet after a day or so, or conversating at dinner or something, they start to come over like, okay, I understand your point. Because to me, it's just about forcing other people to believe what they want. And I said it, in your community or your neighborhood, you're free to do what you'd like to get rid of people using X, Y, Z drugs that you don't like. I'm fine, just don't make me pay for it. And then they're like, oh, it's cool. They're way more open. So not yet to the point where, you know, to me, I feel that if everybody in there had the same, you know, mind frame as we do, they'd walk right out. I mean, and there's nothing really from stopping them because the guard isn't, like, behind a wall. He's literally at a desk. All you have to do is say move, hit the key, you're open the door, and you can be right out the front door. But if they really had, you know, because like I said, a lot of them, other than the federal inmates, are for victimless crimes. They didn't harm anybody.
Yeah, what I mean, obviously you were only in one cell block, and there are different blocks, but what was your interpretation of the percentage of how many people were in there who should have been in there maybe? You know,
arguably, well, and some of the federal
inmates...
That's a good
question to ask inmates, by the way.
It is.
I mean, guards.
I would say seven of my... At the most, because some people come and go daily, but at the most, we were at the lowest, we were at 42, the highest, 47. And I would say at the peak time of 47, seven of them might have deserved. I really don't think most of them would deserve a cage.
Well, right, because most of us, I think, on this show tonight are not in favor of caging as a solution to crime, right?
Right.
It's a barbaric method to solve a problem where if somebody's been victimized, the ideal situation, in my opinion, is restitution, be paid, and it's hard for anybody to pay restitution when they're behind bars. In my opinion, the only people that should be behind bars are the unapologetic, most vicious people who don't care about other human beings and are going to go out and hurt more people because they don't give an F, I think. Yes, you know, they're just out there to kill people or out there to harm and to do damage.
Right. And to my knowledge, there were none in there. But out of the 40 that are left, for argument of sake, I mean, all of them are victimless offenders. It's child support. It's drinking.
Good luck
and
getting
drugs.
Anybody to pay child support while they're in jail.
And
right?
Yeah, that's it, too. And then there's the mistakes of things. I mean, the inefficiency of the system, wanting more money and then incurring more money while you're in there. Like, how, you know, you have $50 a day. How are you going to get off of child support for three children? How are you going to get ahead on that? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's just an endless, vicious cycle for somebody to be stuck in the system.
You know, while I'd like to see mass civil disobedience resulting in these laws not being enforced anymore, I don't think we're anywhere near that happening. And that's why I reluctantly support political solutions, because these guys will always use the excuse of, well, I'm just doing my job, I'm just following orders, and if the orders changed, then they would start following those orders too. And I hope that we'll start to see more change in the right direction from a political standpoint, because there are a lot of political activists here in New Hampshire. This isn't just a civil disobedience movement. It's just that the civil disobedience makes the headlines, and it's a lot sexier and snazzier, and there's more sizzle there. But we're going to start seeing change, hopefully, because there's a video I posted yesterday over at freekeen.com of the new Speaker of the House, who is a very liberty-oriented dude. Like, he gets the idea that government is force. Now, unfortunately, he reluctantly embraces it, but at least he understands. He doesn't deny it. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't live in this little fantasy where, well, it's okay because we do it. He reluctantly is embracing it, and, you know, for whatever that's worth. But the guy is liberty oriented, and he's now the Speaker of the House. There's a proposal on the table also, I believe, for this legislative session to mandate that all judges actually have to inform the juries of their rights to nullify a verdict. And, you know, that's the kind of political change I can get behind. I hope they have success with that, because moving in little increments in those correct directions politically could result in freeing those people at some point.
Absolutely. I encourage it all.
So, hey, Ademo, thanks for coming in tonight, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Always great having you.
You guys did a lot, so I appreciate it.
Go to copblock.org to keep up with what Ademo's been doing. Of course, we'll keep having you on the show as often, you know, as we can get you on. And Dave Ridley, first time behind the mic here, I think, for a lengthy period of time on Free Talk Live. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks,
Dave Ridley, more from him at RidleyReport.com. And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at FreeTalkLive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.